This podcast is brought to you by the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
And we're going to start out the show today, joined by the Chief Sustainability Officer for MasterCard, Ellen Jakowski. Ellen, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, it's interesting. We're going to talk about sustainability with a variety of different companies. So I'll start there. From MasterCard's perspective, where is it that sustainability ends up kind of most commonly showing up?
Sure. Well, when you think about who is MasterCard, we're a payments network, right? We don't actually manufacture any big products, you know, and ship them every day. It's really the power of this network where we have an opportunity to drive a more sustainable, regenerative economy. So when you think about that network, we have 90 million merchants on the network, over 20,000 banking partners, and over 3 billion cards in circulation. Now, when you think about the population of the planet, about 8 billion people, wow, we can see an extraordinary amount of consumption. And that's the biggest opportunity we have, which is to drive that sustainable regenerative economy, to help consumers make more sustainable choices, and to help encourage our merchants, those 90 million merchants, to offer more sustainable products and services.
And I think it's interesting because the fact that a lot of companies are just thinking more about that as a component of their daily, monthly, annual operations. But when you think about the push, I guess it's a little bit of a combination. It's the companies, but there's also the employees, and there's also the shareholders that all kind of have a piece in this.
Yeah, that's right. And again, when we think about the power of that network, we know our merchants are looking for solutions. We know the cardholders actually want more sustainable options. So, you know, what's our role kind of sitting in the middle of this network? So the structure that we've put behind our sustainable consumption strategy, we've got three pillars: inspire, inform, and enable. And inspire is really about how do we help people see and desire and want a more sustainable life on the planet, you know, not just for themselves, but for their children and future generations. How do we take Priceless, our incredible brand, and help evolve that brand to include a sustainable, fulfilling lifestyle? So lots of work going on in Inspire. And my key partner there is our chief marketing officer, who has really been very innovative with our sustainability team in figuring out how do we leverage the power of marketing to inspire. That inform, you know, like once people want to live a more sustainable lifestyle, how do they know to make a choice that's more sustainable? Like figuring this out is very complex. We're already having lots of dialogue around how do we measure our own carbon emissions, let alone all the products and services that we offer across the network. So we offer our first product there, the carbon calculator, which helps all of our cardholders who have accessibility to the carbon calculator from the issuers who make it available. That gives them kind of a starting point to figure out which products and services are more sustainable. And then the last piece, enable, of that strategy, how do we turn that into action? And we've got a couple great examples there that I can share as well.
So part of this links to the Priceless Planet Coalition, which I understand kind of got a little bit of its kickoff through a campaign you guys were doing with the Grammys.
That's right. And Priceless Planet sits in that enable piece of our strategy. So what Priceless Planet is, it is a commitment to restore 100 million trees. And this is done together based on climate science and the forest restoration experts at Conservation International and World Resources Institute, our two NGO partners, have really helped set the stage for us to be as impactful as possible and aligned with that climate science. The coalition is made up of more than about 140 partners globally, all of whom share that commitment to restore 100 million trees. And we're running various campaigns to engage consumers, one of which we just ran at the Grammys. MasterCard has been a sponsor of the Grammys for over 16 years. And there we partnered with SZA. She dropped a new song called Saturn. If you watch the video, it's set in the forest, and she's been a great partner, you know, as part of our Inspire pillar to inspire her followers, her fans, to think more sustainability from a sustainability point of view and take action by donating, for example, to the Priceless Planet Coalition.
So talk about the importance of doing an initiative like that right now with all the discussion that's going on around sustainability.
Right. Well, we are living in a world where climate change is here. I live in Northern California. We've had more flooding, more wildfires, extreme heat, and that's just where I live. So wherever you live today on the planet, you are feeling this. So the need for action is immediate, and it's right now. And we know that nature-based solutions can provide up to 30% of the solution to holding global warming to 1.5 degrees, as stated in the Paris Agreement. So, you know, taking action like restoring trees is vital in terms of what we need to do to combat climate change.
Right. And I think people forget at times that if you have more trees, that's helping in terms of producing oxygen, which we all know it's a little bit vital for human beings.
Right. And trees store carbon, which is incredibly powerful in the fight against climate change.
You also have focus on delivering the message. Part of it is getting people on board to support initiatives like this as well.
That's right. And again, I think that goes back to this inspire pillar. How do we get people to desire a more sustainable lifestyle, to want to make a more sustainable choice? And again, partnerships through the various sponsorships that we have, like the Grammys or like UEFA football, the football championship in Europe. We're running campaigns across a multitude of platforms, along with those 140 partners who are part of the coalition.
When you're thinking about planting the trees, though, I guess it's not just about planting the trees, but it's doing so kind of in a way that really does build the restoration of a particular area, correct?
Yeah, it's not just about planting a tree and walking away. Again, we chose Conservation International and World Resources Institute to be our partners because they are the experts in climate science and in restoration. MasterCard, that, you know, that's not something that our core competency is in. So we found the best of the business to help us there. And the way we structured the program, it's of course focused on the forest restoration, but it also has an element of focusing on biodiversity goals as well, to make sure that we're protecting the animal life in those areas of the projects that we're running, as well as the community livelihoods. There's plenty of documentation of restoration projects where the local community is not involved, and that often means failure for the project. And that's not what we're going after. How do we structure these projects so the community wins and benefits, biodiversity wins, and of course the planet as well through that forest restoration?
There's an element, I think, in terms of thinking about MasterCard as a company and kind of the global nature that the firm is, of the benefit that a program like this can have, and you kind of alluded to it, in so many different countries around the globe. This is something that, while a lot of the effort may be, you know, being put into play here in the United States, you're probably reaching, what, 40, 50, 60, maybe more countries around the globe with a program like this?
Yeah, well, today, you know, we started the program in 2020, right around the pandemic, so kind of good, you know, not the best timing, but the project still has gotten off to a great start. So we have over 20 sites across 21 countries and 6 continents. So all regions of the world are, for the most part, engaged, and we're seeing great impact already from the program.
I guess that also has to make you think that a lot of these issues are not just centered in one continent. We are talking about something that is a global issue that has to be tackled.
It's a global issue. And I think what's also important, again, is the underlying climate science of not all locations are created equal when it comes to forest restoration. For example, again, I live in Northern California. If I were to only restore trees in my home state or in my town, that actually isn't where we'll get the biggest carbon impacts from restoration. So in particular, restoring trees in Brazil, in the Amazon, in Kenya, there are certain locations where the carbon impacts are much higher. And that's part of the scientific structure of the program, to make sure that we are choosing the highest impact locations for the price of planting the tree. So we're really focused on the ROI for the planet and for humanity.
And I assume the reaction from businesses when you talk to them about being involved in a program like this it has to be very supportive. I mean, because of the fact that these are issues that so many people and so many businesses are focused on right now.
Well, all organizations are looking for solutions to climate change, right? Their customers, their shareholders, their employees, they're all feeling it just like we are at MasterCard. So I think one of the brilliant things about the coalition is it's kind of plug and play. Like, it's open to any organization who kind of shares the goal that we do around forest restoration and to do it in the highest integrity, highest impact way. So we're really proud of what we've been able to build and offer to our community.
So besides the planting of trees, are there other goals that are out there for MasterCard in terms of continuing to improve the environment?
Sure. Well, of course, we have a net zero goal, like many organizations. Yeah. Our net zero goal is by 2040, so a decade earlier than climate science. We're well on our way. And in fact, our annual sustainability and ESG report's about to come out, and you'll see some additional progress that we've made in 2023. But lots for us to do from a planetary point of view, both within our own organization and then through coalitions like the Priceless Planet.
Ellen, great to have you with us today. Thanks very much for your time. All the best.
Thanks so much.
You got it. Ellen Jakowski, who is Chief Sustainability Officer for MasterCard. To explore more content from the Wharton School, visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.